Last week, Pakistani security forces directly confronted Taliban militants in mountainous areas just 100 kilometers from the capital. Airstrikes and artillery barrages effectively ended months of negotiations to try to avoid violence by establishing Islamic law in parts of the northwest. Professor Pervez Hoodboy of Islamabad's Qaid-e-Azam University says the Taliban's rapid advance toward the capital was a wake-up call for the government.
The fact is that the situation is grim. The fact is that the Taliban have made enormous inroads into the country, and it's not that they're just in Fatah, in the tribal areas. They are in our cities, and that's even more dangerous.
Pakistan has battled Taliban militants in its northwest tribal areas since the U.S.-led invasion of Afghanistan. But the fighting is now moving closer to population centers, forcing tens of thousands of civilians to flee. Professor Hoodboy says the government for years tried to ignore or minimize the spreading influence of the militants without acknowledging that the situation continued to worsen.
The present situation is where religious extremists, whether they be the Taliban or whether they be one of the very many other jihadist groups that were earlier on nurtured by the Pakistan army, they're pretty much beyond control now.
Government attempts to strike peace deals with the militants have not stopped the fighting and have sparked criticism from U.S. officials. But the failure of the talks has also hurt the Taliban's image among the Pakistani public. Military analyst Talat Masood says militant leaders' denunciation of government and religious leaders as un-Islamic hardened Pakistani attitudes against the Taliban.
They do not want the present administration to function. They want a Pakistan of their own choice, of their own vision, which is completely, undermines the Pakistani state. So I think the people now are seeing it, and that is where the good thing is happening.
Pakistan's new offensive against Taliban militants has been praised by U.S. officials eager for a more aggressive approach. But the army's limited capacity for counterinsurgency operations and a weak central government have many concerned that the situation could worsen. Relations between Pakistan and the U.S. government remain tense. U.S. drone strikes against suspected militants in the tribal areas are unpopular, especially when they kill civilians. Masood says there are still tensions with Afghanistan, which many Pakistanis blame for their own worsening security.
There will be other concerns as well as regards the stability of Afghanistan as to how it is impacting on Pakistan, and especially in areas of drug trafficking, in areas of corruption that exist in Afghanistan, which have given power to a lot of warlords which make Afghanistan in a state of perpetual instability.
The last time the leaders of the three countries met, in 2006, their summit in Washington was overshadowed by bickering over who was to blame for the Taliban's growing strength. 2 years and two leaders later, the tensions remain, and the Taliban control more territory in both countries. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Islamabad.